relaxing, and easy.
Sid Vicious, would you believe it was 42 years ago today that Sid, while he was incarcerated at Rikers, tried to kill himself? He was not successful, and if you know the history of the story of Sid, he was successful a few months later in February of 1979. Before the Gary Oldman track from the Sid and Nancy soundtrack, I went back to 1985's Fables of the Reconstruction from R.E.M., for Old Man Kinsey. Jeremy Ayers actually has a writing credit on there. One of the few songs in the REM catalog that they have a fifth external member or external person get writing credits. He's also on another one of their songs. And he actually, I think, either wrote the lyrics to or has a writing credit on a B-52 song. So he was an Athens scenester. We lost Jeremy a few years back, about 4 years ago, but I wanted to play that for you. And started the entire set. Speaking of on this day, supposedly, on this day, back in 1963, Bob Dylan wrote, "The times, they are a-changin'," so I kicked off the entire set with that. But you know what? It's just past 11 o'clock, and I have to do this radio calendar because it's right in front of me, and it's like, Moxter, 11 o'clock, radio calendar. So let's take a look at some things that are happening around town, maybe around campus. I don't know. Let's figure it out. Off-Route Art wants you. Off-Route Art is actually a nonprofit building a new type of arts community where they connect the public with original art made by artists from ages 16 to 24. Offrooteart.com is their website. And the second Saturday of every month, they actually have a themed virtual trivia night. Also, don't forget about the East End Community Thrift Store because it needs your support. It's just one door down from the Thomas Merton Center. The thrift store has clothing, furniture, and household appliances. Donations, volunteers, and shoppers are all welcome. And all the profits from the store are donated to the Thomas Merton Center to help fund their general operations. The thrift store is located at 5123 Penn Avenue in Garfield. You can also call them up at 412-361-6010. I'm sorry, 361-6010. Whew, geez, you'd think I'd figure these things out. What else do I know? What else? Oh, Pittsburgh Banjo Club. It's on my calendar. Not sure if it's going on, but it's Wednesdays at 8 at the Allegheny Elks Lodge on the north side. Where else can you sit around with a bunch of banjos and sing along? And it's free. They usually have concessions and there's sing-alongs. And you don't have to play. You don't have to be a member of the club. You can just come and observe. So if you have not done that, again, I've said this more than once, it should be on your I Live in Pittsburgh, 100 Things to Do Before I Die, is go to the Pittsburgh Banjo Club. So that's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, you can send them to radio-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again, just like you did now, right around 11 p.m. Jay Thurber will give you the calendar with his own take on it tomorrow at 1 during Radio 9. Let's get back into more music, though. It is a music show, not a talk show. It's the Birds. It's Viva La Mock.
Time to die, or time to plant, or time to reap. Everything turn. There is a season turn. And a time to every purpose of your devil. A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time for love, a time for hate, a time for peace. I swear it's not too late.
Viva Le Mocksters, Amanda Richard, encouraging you to enjoy whiskey before breakfast. No, not literally. I don't want you getting DUIs. I mean, catch my WRCT radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on the 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Folk, bluegrass, country, blues, and lots more. Oh, don't let the Mocksters hit back fool you. He loves pedal steel guitar as much as he loves the theremin.
Time I see that greyhound. I call home.
That's the birthday boy, Dwight Yoakam, here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Yeah, it's his birthday today as well. Not just Weird Al's. 64 years old today, Dwight Yoakam. Took that from his 1986 debut title track, Guitars, Cadillacs. Before that, Beat Farmers in there went back to their 1985 debut as well. With Never Going Back. Gladys from Lexington, Kentucky, doing the Kentucky State song, My Old Kentucky Home, which ironically, conveniently, historically, was written by Pittsburgh's own Stephen Foster. Let's start off the entire set with Birds, some Birds, Turn, Turn, Turn. A song that is celebrating, let me get the math right, 55 years. My name's Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I always appreciate when you find some time to come hang out with me on a Friday night. I do want to let you know that Circadian Rhythms are a waking nightmare Sundays at 5 here on WRCT. And I also need to let you know that Color Perfect Printing joins you in supporting WRCT. Color Perfect Printing is a full-service print shop located at 804 Penn Avenue in the heart of the Cultural District downtown. They offer high-quality color printing for posters, flyers, art prints, die-cut stickers, vinyl lettering, so much more. They specialize in graphic design and soft-bound books for self-published authors and artists. Check out their website at colorperfectprinting.com to request an estimate. Let Color Perfect's knowledgeable staff help you speak in color and obtain that professional look and finish for all of your printing needs. One more. How about maybe not? Anyway, if you've got a request, all you have to do is reach out to me via an email, and I will play your request on a future show. The request line via that email. It was WRCT request at gmail.com. Speaking of requests, I did get a request for some Luna. So this is Dean Wareham's second appearance in the Viva La Mock radio program tonight as I played some Galaxy 500. Here's his anti-Galaxy 500 song from Luna's debut, Luna Park. It's Slash Your Tires right here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Don't forget, we got a Johnny Carson mock coming up at midnight. Today would have been his 95th birthday. Speaking of birthdays, Johnny Carson mock. Midnight.
Him here, they seek him there, was allowed, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
Thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon and his raked up pate, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion. He loves, and that is flattery. One week he's in polka dots, the next week he's in stripes, but he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, they seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Army marches on, each one a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
His world is built round discotheques and parties. His pleasure-seeking individual always looks his best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Shop just like a butterfly. The matters of the cloth, he is as thick as can be, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of
breakfast as well. That's the why I am. Heaven help me. He said we don't like peace campaigners round here. Is he now another one to the wall? And that's what gets me in trouble. Heaven help me. Goodbye and good luck to all the rubbish that you've spoken.
clothing in this carnival of carnivores, heaven help me. Goodbye and good luck to all the rubbish that you've spoken. Goodbye and good luck for all the promises you've broken. Your life has lost its dignity, its beauty and its passion.
His Kerosene Man album, that was his first solo album, I'd say post-Dream Syndicate. The Dream Syndicate's kind of gotten back together, but in that interim from 1990, that's Steve Wynn here on the Viva La Mock radio program. But it's just now past midnight, around midnight. It's midnight-ish here on WRCT Pittsburgh, which means it's time for me to do a whole bunch of things, including the Midnight Mock. But before I get into the mock, how about I take care of like a couple pieces of what we call business in the industry. For example, here's a social distancing tip for you. Keeping your distance from others is very important in actually slowing the spread of the coronavirus. So here's some fun things that you can do alone. You can read a book. You can take a walk. You can unpack that suitcase from the trip that you actually didn't take over the summer. You can paint a self-portrait. Maybe catch up on a TV series. Maybe listen to Viva La Mock. Do a puzzle. There's so many things that you can do. And remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more information, visit coronavirus.gov. Don't forget that Spack Brothers Pizza joined you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers does not use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Garfield, the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, I should say, in case you don't know what I talk about when I say Garfield. For more information, call them up at 412-362-SPAK. That's 362-SPAK. Or visit their website, SPACbrothers.com. But we have a Johnny Carson mock to get to. And the only way to start off a Johnny Carson mock is to have the appropriate background music. I got a little over a half dozen songs that all name drop Johnny Carson. Today would have been his 95th birthday. So why not celebrate the man who basically made late night TV what it is today, that everyone's trying to chase and catch the golden ring that he wore. We're going to start things off with something from Say Hi. It's a Hunger here on the Viva La Mock Radio Show.
Let's go. behind his microphone.
Johnny Carson.
He speaks in such a manly tone. Guests are boring, he fills up the slack.
Johnny Carson.
The network makes him break his back.
Yeah. little woman put the children in a bed. Check the sports and weather in the living and the dead. You don't have to hear the headlines, you can hear what Johnny Carson said. Oh, Mr. Sandman, won't you listen to me, please? I'm saying I'll stay in bed, but I'll pretend I'm on my knees and praying. One for my hunger and another for my greed, and just forget about my envy, Lord, and give me what I need. I need a last cigarette, last cigarette, last cigarette, one before I go to bed. Last cigarette, last cigarette, last cigarette.
TV. wife. TV wife. Well, by mid-afternoon, you know the shows are for the rest. And it's all the characters with whom you're obsessed. This one dying, that one married, this one gave birth. And the husband nowhere to be found on this planet Earth. Make us all the cookies, I know it's time for bed. The TV guide is on the floor, but nothing is said. Will it be a late night movie starring Greer Garson or Joey Bishop filling in for Aaron Johnny Carson? TV wife with the TV life. From early in the morning to late at night. Your dreams and your fears and your wishes and your hopes are all being sued by a handful of soap. Well, she's a TV wife with a TV life. From early in the morning to late at night. Your dreams are your visions and your maximum strife. And everybody turn to the TV wife. Everybody turn to the TV wife. TV wife. TV wife, TV wife, TV wife. Woo!
You have spoken, photos fading, and nothing's going right. Shooter's hand to turn a cheek to a coffin empty room at night. Leaves her eyes at, look inside. Secret society. Here's Victor now, if it's what you're into. Just take it away from me.
Version of the truth, and all I ask of you is here we are in court today. Rose just took the stand. She's divorcing me for reasons I still don't understand. That dress is showing more of her than I've seen in years. And the story that she's telling's even got the judge in tears. She's accusing me of hanging out with girls of ill repute. Adultery, abandonment, even alcohol abuse. I just heard my mother shout, "Your Honor, throw the book." And even my attorney just gave me a dirty look. Everything's coming up roses. The house, the car, the kids, and all the cash. Everything's coming up roses. I'll be lucky if I keep the shirt that's on my back. My head is buried in my hands. The courtroom is adjourned. She got all I ever made and all I'll ever earn. If I had a handkerchief, I'd break right down and cry. Why, even Johnny Carson got a better deal than mine. Everything's coming up roses. The house, the car, the kids, and all the cash. Everything's coming up roses. And I'll be lucky if I keep the shirt that's on my back. Be lucky if I keep the shirt that's on my back.
She's painting her fingernails, waiting for something to happen. Listening to love songs, watching the clock on the wall. She could fix a cheese sandwich, but someone might ask her to dinner. So she's painting her fingernails, waiting for someone to call. There's a torn yellow photograph stuck in the edge of the mirror. By the raggedy end all she played with when she was a child. There's a top dresser drawer filled with jewelry, pills, and old letters. And she's painting her